But at any rate, let's go ahead and get to our guest, the guy who is a jack of all trades. He's a college professor. He's a radio talk show host. He's a newspaper columnist. He's an author of books. The guy does everything. His name is John U. Bacon. Bakes, how are you doing this morning?
Shocking me well, gentlemen. How about yourself?
We're doing great for it to be Andy's last day.
I was going to say, a little joke. I promised myself I wasn't going to do this. I'm so glad we had this time together.
Bakes, you're the perfect guy to talk to. The media vet that you are, having done the newspaper columnist thing before, one of the debates we've been having this morning is over the coverage of Michigan earlier this week. Because as a Michigan fan, obviously, we're going to look at it from I'm not saying you, Bakes, but
right.
Me. Okay, I'm going to look at it through a biased scope. I'm going to look at it and say, wow, this seems like selective journalism to really, tag Michigan for Justin Fegan and not do the same with the Winston story the day that he goes from jail to the practice field. And then, lo and behold, you look at ESPN last night and they have this big, long story. It hits the national media first that A.J. Sturgis is, he's upset that they reinstated Glenn Winston. And, it just strikes me. It says, hey, is this a case of selective coverage, or is it just a case of what happens at Michigan is more important?
It does not seem, as you say, fair and balanced at all times. That's fair to say, I think. Winston spending 6 months in jail, and deservedly so, let's add. Not some technicality, whatever else, but a serious situation. Comes back, and he's ready to start the season. No apparent penalty for Michigan State at all. So that's one thing. And, within 30 seconds of Rodriguez finding out about Justin Fegan, he's gone. Which, by the way, the first headline was win at all costs, no model for success, or more or less. Win at all costs is not sending out a quarterback after 30 seconds. It's keeping him. Kicking him off the team is the opposite of win at all costs, it seems to me. So there is a certain element you think after a while that Rich can do no right, and there's no point in worrying about it. His point of view, you think. But it was a very amazing turn of events. You recall the Wormers situation about 2 or 3 weeks ago, when, of course, the lead story is that Wormers leaves and says he does not like the crowd that Rich is bringing in. Of course, what ends up following 2 days later is the highest grade point in 20 years. That's the crowd he's talking about, apparently the most academically successful since Bo. And he was not among them because he was ineligible. That's on Tuesday 6D. So... But, of course, what got the attention was his quote on the way out the door. Mm-hmm. So it does seem to me that Rich, in some circles, cannot win for losing. If he's smart, he'll, ignore it and keep going, which is what he does, as he often says. It's a big boy business. But the great line, you come back to Fritz Kreisler about the press, and Fritz Kreisler, Yost courted the press, but in court the press, because he was good with the press. Kreisler hated the press, flat out. He said, if you're winning, you don't need them, and if you're losing, they can't help you.
That is a great line.
And the truth of that, of course, ultimately that's what it boils down to. At Michigan, I think amongst the alums, the faculty, the students, win at all costs has never been acceptable. Look at the Fab Five. The Fab Five is not held in high regard by any real alums that I know about. So win at all costs is not a formula that works at Michigan. It might work somewhere else, Kentucky or USC, whatever else, but not at Michigan. But I don't think I have a great point in 20 years. You don't hear much about that. In a year or two, and the machines have been running, not just winning, but also the guys are not jumping in every 3 weeks and saying, men on the way out the door. Then we'll see what we've got, what Michigan has at that point.
Talking with John U. Bacon here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK and online at WTK.com. And, John, you talked about the win at all costs. That's what it ultimately comes down to, obviously, is winning. If we're making that comparison to Michigan State, Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah, but so I'm clear, though, what I'm saying to Michigan is that does not fly. At Michigan, it does not fly to win at all costs. The alums, the fans, the...
I got that, John. I'm sorry. I was just going on to another point. One of the things I know personally, Rich Rodriguez, oftentimes people ask me, and I'm sure you get asked, and I'm sure Sam does, is, hey, what kind of guy is this guy? Is he a jerk? Is he, I don't even know how to answer that because, one, I think we're too close to, be given that opinion. But the second one is I can't think of one occasion where the guy's been a jerk to be around, where the guy has not given answers to the media, Yeah, I mean, other than I only talk about guys that are at Michigan, but that to me is not being a jerk. I mean, that's just a formation of how he talks. I can't think of one reason why sometimes he does get this image, because the people that are, you know, portraying this are the people that have the most access to him.
I would not say they've got the most access to him. If you talk to people like Bruce Mahdi and John Falk, who've been around since the 70s, you know, Bo, Mo, and Carr, and all the rest, and liked them all and worked for them all. Look, those guys, if they didn't like it, they would retire. They're in their 60s, they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what Bruce says to me is, you know, he gets the same question all the time. And he says, all I ever tell anybody is come down and meet them. You know, if you're a football alum especially, you've got access. Come on down, I'd be happy to see you. I've seen him, you know, around the country with alums, with alumni football players, and I haven't seen a false note. So, I mean, I'm basing that on what I've seen, not what I want to see or anything else. So, I think that two things I think have done him in from the start, and not permanently, but one, the search process at Michigan was so messy and so contentious that the Ann Arbor faithful, Michigan faithful, were already up in arms before Richrod's name even hit the radar. The Les Miles thing and the Shano thing and all the rest and the sailboat incident, you already had a tempest in teapot. Second thing is the buyout situation was so badly handled on all fronts, in my opinion, that also did a lot of damage. While Michigan's lawyers are telling Richrod to be quiet, Pasadena folks are throwing all the mud they possibly can, while Richrod, you know, is a man with two hands tied behind his back. And those two things, I think, really put him behind the eight ball from a PR point of view in the state of Michigan. Now, what happens next? Again, he earns it or he doesn't. He earns it on the field or he doesn't. He earns it through his actions or he doesn't. And they will speak for themselves. But I am struck by, I mean, 6 months in jail, man, versus a guy who has not yet even been arrested and has already been kicked off campus forever. Those don't strike me as the same situations, and yet Michigan got tarred and feathered for it, and, you know, Michigan State barely a peep.
Right. Well, you know, we got some great perspective, I thought, from some callers this morning who said, hey, you know, you have a certain perception out there, and the perception is based on some fears that many fans have, and anything that caters to that is going to gain traction, and I think to a certain extent that's probably right.
True to that, and furthermore, it's got to be said, too, that the job has been in the family, you know, for 38, 39 years with Bo, Mo, and Carr. And there were a lot of questions about Bo when he got here. Not nearly as many about Chrysler. He was already well-received the day he showed up. The change is a little scary, especially for, I don't know, of any program in the country, not even Notre Dame, that prides itself on tradition the way Michigan does, and consistency, and all that good stuff. So that being the case, any change is going to be a little bit leery. Something people care about this much, and that's not a bad thing altogether. That one reason you're getting all this passion, all this concern, and so on, is that people feel very, very passionately about this program. And if you don't believe it, they had the spring game tour to the locker room.
Right.
I saw professional adult men get teared up in that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You forget the pull this program has. So they're naturally going to be very concerned about it.
Great point.
And, I mean, look, these guys talk a little differently than we do. I mean, they're from West Virginia, and there's a bit of a change there. But I do believe that both character and success will carry the day. If he's got it and he's successful, people come around to him. If he doesn't and he's not successful, you know, then he's on his own. But from what I've seen, I would not bet against this guy.
Great insight, Bakes. What's going on the Bacon Blog right now?
Not a damn thing. The webmaster or webmistress, I guess, although she's certainly not mine. She lives in Las Vegas. She's happily married. She is taking a week off, so therefore I'm taking a week off. How about that? So for next week, we're going to come back strong, and one thing that's on my mind that is not Michigan football, but you might have heard of the Ann Arbor Amateur Hockey Association, the local hockey little league. The treasurer walked off with $1 million.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to come into Melinda Morris's course on Monday, August 24th. I will have much to say about this. First of all, how do you have $1 million? It's a non-profit hockey outfit, but how you walk away is another question, and why it's not coming back is a third question. So I hope this person is nailed to the cross.
Okay. All right.
But the bigger issue, of course, is Andy Evans. Andy.
Not really.
What's that? Oh, yes, it is. It's been a ton of fun working with you in the mornings, as well as, of course, on Tuesday night at the Red Barrington Show. We have good chemistry there. You're a true professional and an all-around good guy, so I enjoyed immensely getting to know you, work with you, and I wish you nothing but the best. The school system is lucky to have you.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
You got
thanks,
it, buddy. Now
you're going to
get choked up.
No, choked up. I'll see you around. I'll help offer me a job on the air.
He sure did.
You
know what I mean?
It's just that easy for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that easy. All right, Bakes. We'll talk to you, man.
Yeah, take care.
All right, so we got to get to a break. We have to, during the break, find Andy Evans' rap. We have to.
Right.
We have to find his rap. When we find it, that's what we're going to come back with. Andy Evans.
How the hell is my mouth for? What the hell?
Wide open up the ride. We're going to have Andy Evans rapping on the other side here of Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 250 WTK.